Good afternoon. It is 2 p.m., and I call this regular board meeting of the Aqua Regional Clean Air Agency Board of Directors to order for September 9th. Will the clerk please call the roll of board members?
Steve Jones.
Here.
John DeVaney.
Here.
Amanda McKinney. Jose Carvino.
Here.
Brad Hill. We have a quorum.
Great. Thank you. Does anyone have any additions or deletions to today's agenda?
We have none.
Okay. Hearing none. We'll move on to public comments. If there's a member of the public who wishes to address the board on any matter relevant to our business, you may do so now. We do ask that you state your name and the item you wish to speak on and limit your comments to 3 minutes. And again, please do state your full name for this recording. Are there any members of the public who wish to speak at this time? Are there any members of the public wishing to speak? Last call for any public comments. Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. Thank you. The consent agenda, we did not have a July meeting and we did not have a quorum last month. So we have the meeting summaries for June, July, and August, as well as the June, July, and August monthly activity reports. If everyone has had a chance to review those, and if there were no questions, then I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I will move to approve the consent agenda.
Thank you, Dr. Jones. Is there a second?
This is Jose Austin.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Motion is approved. Moving on to the regular agenda, the Acting Executive Director's report. Dr. Tahat, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Mr. Chair, Chairman, board members, public, good afternoon. For the regular agenda and the director's report, the first part of it is the Department of Ecology Air Data Quality Report. It's attached to the report. And basically, in summary, if you look at page 32 and page 34 of 63 of this board packet, you should be able to see that Yakima, we have done a pretty excellent job despite of the pandemic we have. We have done, the first quarter is from January 1st to March 31st. So for the fine particulates, for the federal equivalent method, we did almost 100%. For the PM10 federal equivalent method, we did 100% valid data. And for the federal equivalent method, 24 hours for fine particulates, also we did 97. I believe those numbers are really good numbers, and the credit goes to the monitoring section. For the compliance and engineering, the second bullet is that we have received, they are as noted, for the number of complaints, we have about 16 complaints. We did not issue notice of violation for this month, which is September. And the third item is the air monitoring data. You can see the graphs. This month is really not a good month. We have a lot of exceedances, probably 12 or 13 so far during the month of September. Those are due to the wildfire. Talking about the fire, which is the Snyder fire, as of this morning, we have about 99,000 acres, and it's not going to be off pretty soon either. So we have to live with it for a while. The number of its containment is about 17%. That's all we have. Hopefully, we hope that there will be some rain next week and will improve. That's what we hope for. And the last item I did not include it here, Mr. Chairman, is that I would like to report also we have applied for the wood stove change out. We applied for $1.3 million. We were approved for $1.216 million for 2 years. And we got the words from Department of Ecology. That's what I would like to add to the report. And that should conclude the report. Subject to any questions.
Thank you. That's good news about the grants. Were there any questions for Dr. Tahat?
I'd like to clarify the number. It's 1.216.
Yeah, to be precise, 1.216018 and $18, so we shouldn't forget that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, hearing none. Thank you for that report, Dr. Tott.
Thank you.
Next item is action items, fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for June, July, and August of 2021.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I would like Krista to give her report since she is the author of this, and she is with us on this board meeting. So, Krista, please go ahead.
Okay, today we have June, July, and August accounts payable and payroll authorization to approve. For those 3 months, the total accounts payable fiscal vouchers were $58,574.17. And for June, July, and August payroll authorization, those totaled $181,864.13. And subject to questions, any board approval on it.
Were there any questions on that report? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve those authorizations and vouchers for June, July, and August. Is there a motion?
I move we approve the payroll and the payroll authorizations for June, July, and August.
Thank you. Is there a second?
This is Jose. I'll second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you.
Were there any opposed or any abstentions? Okay. Hearing none, that motion is approved. Okay, with the board completed its executive session, it is 2:25. There was no action taken. There was a discussion and an ongoing status report on a personnel matter that may involve potential litigation. Is there any other business at this time to come before the board?
There are none from our part, John.
Okay. Hearing none, and having completed our business, the board will now adjourn this monthly meeting. And I thank board and staff for being available. It is unfortunate that we are back on an online or phone format, but we're keeping everyone safe and doing the best that we can. So, again, thanks, everyone, and we are adjourned. Good day.
Thank you.
Bye.